Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. The Mass is taken from the 6th Sunday after the Epiphany. So the epistle for the 6th Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Brethren, we give thanks to God for you all, making remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor in charity and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election. For our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering into we have unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols, and to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Please be seated. I will open my mouth in parables. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as we see in the gospel account, there are two parables that our Lord gives to us, both in a sense to show to us our faith. He gives us these different parables to try to help us to relate it to our lives. You have the one with the leaven, and putting into the meal until it's all leavened. And then the other being the grain of the mustard seed. In the church history class I teach at school, we've been looking at the early church. And even Father Lau, in his book, Church History, he mentions of how the early faith, the early church, it is like a mustard seed. Because granted, it started off small as this small seed, but then from time it grew. It would grow and it would grow and it would grow, and then we see, as it says in the parable itself, big enough that the tree would grow big enough that the birds of the air could land on it. From this small mustard seed itself. And so our Lord gives it to us as a means to try to help us to relate, to see how our faith must grow and how it must continue to grow throughout our lives. And just as the early church had that beginning, you know, went from 12 men to spread the gospel to the entire world. And then we look and we see over 2,000 years later, the church still stands. The church is across the world. And it is because of that dedication that the apostles had in fulfilling the mission of our Lord to go and to preach to all nations, that God has blessed that, that he has blessed our faith. But then from that, then we can look at our own lives. And we can try to examine and see. You know, does our faith continue to grow or does it become stagnant? And our faith, it must grow. We must continue to learn to be able to hand that down to our children. Because the more that we understand about our faith, the more that we can see truly what God has given to us, the better we will be able to give that to those that are around us. Our family, but then even the people around us too. That we would be able to explain our faith to them. That we would be able to defend our faith. And so our Lord has used this idea of the faith being like a seed in different parables. I mean, granted, we have this parable before us of being the mustard seed, but also we have, if you remember or recall, our Lord talking about how as a seed it is put into the ground. And it is only through the good ground that it will grow. And he gives us an idea of other grounds and what happens to that good seed. The seed of our faith is then all of a sudden, it is choked up, whether by the rocks or the thorns. It is choked up by the world around us. And so, when we consider our faith and the deepness of our faith, we must consider these aspects. And we must consider and see how is it swallowing up our faith, this world around us. Because then we question and we wonder why. But sometimes when our children, when they lose the faith, we wonder what happened. But did we explain it well enough to them? I mean, can we say that our faith is like this mustard seed? That yes, it may have started off small, and then we continue to learn, we continue to grow in the faith. And then it grows bigger. And therefore, we're able to give that to our family. And clearly, we see that is what is the crisis in the church. Not understanding what the faith means, not being able to hand that down to other people, to hand it down to our children. It is lost through the cares of this world, through the other things, just as in the parable that our Lord said. You know, whether through the temptations of the world, that right when we hit the temptations, well, then we give up. Or being so caught up with the world that it chokes our faith. And that is something that we must battle. That is something that we must try to fight. Because we must look at it as, yes, we are handing this down to our family. We are giving them the greatest gift that we can give to them. And that is the blessing that you see with families. That when, yes, their children, they grow up and they start a good Catholic family too. It is because they have that solid foundation in the faith. The faith is something that has been shaken, but that is what the devil will try to do. He will try to choke it up. And so that is why we must see the seriousness of that. And yet, our Lord, he speaks in these parables, but it's interesting to see that he will speak these parables to the world. Some will understand, some will not. But it's because they choose not to understand, not to listen to this word of God. And for whatever reason, whether it's being choked up by the world, whether it's being the thorns of the world, the things around us, but they choose not to listen to our Lord. And that is why our Lord has said at other times, let them that have ears to hear, let them hear. Those that want to hear the word of God, they will listen. And so those that want to have their faith grow, they will do the things that are necessary to do that. They will set what is important as truly important. And so that is why when we ask the question of what happened to the faith, what happened to our children, or what happened to them, why didn't they practice? Well, our Lord gives us the answer with that. That the faith, it is like a seed that needs to grow. It needs to be watered. It needs to be encouraged to grow. And if not, it will be. It will be choked up. And it will not grow. It will not have the solid roots that are necessary for it to grow. And so that is our obligation. That is what we must try to do now. We must try to make sure that the roots are a solid foundation. And again, we see our Lord when he gives us these different parables, these different ideas. You know, you cannot build something on sand. Because if you do, the first time the wind comes, it's blown across, it's blown away. The house of cards, this idea, if we played with cards before and trying to build a house with it. Well, the first time one of our siblings comes by and like blows or hits the table or something, it collapses. And so that is why we must make the solid foundation. That is why we must try to instruct and have our children understand, to understand the faith, to understand what is required of it, to live it and to love it. And that is the obligation that we all have, to give to them. And so, yes, very clearly, as our Lord says, our faith is like a seed. It must grow. Otherwise, it will be stagnant and it will not grow. And anyone that has tried to plant something or to keep something alive, like a plant itself, if you don't water it, it won't grow. I mean, unless a miracle happens. But without a miracle taking place, it's not going to grow. It's going to die and wither away. And what did our Lord say about that? If you remember the fig tree that when they were passing, the apostles said, well, give us more time with this. And he said, we've given it enough time. Cut it down and burn it. Cut it down and burn it. Because it was not producing the fruit that it should. And we can say that it's the same way with our faith if it becomes stagnant. If our faith becomes stagnant, what good is it? And how can you hand that down to anyone? If you yourself aren't living your faith truly, and it will be empty words clearly to the people that you try to give it to. And so that is why when we must try to live our faith. We must try to show how it is important for us, why it needs to be watered, why it needs to be taken care of. And so therefore then we can give it to those that are below us, you know, our children, our family, our friends. But if not, it will just not grow. And by not growing, how can we try to explain that to our Lord? You know, if we don't take the necessary steps in having our faith grow, what excuse can we give to God? Because our Lord has very clearly given us the understanding of what needs to be done, how it needs to be tended to, how it needs to be taken care of. And if we don't, we're responsible for that. And that is why we must continue to study our faith and learn our faith. That is why we must try to be able to impart that to others. I mentioned to you before the scholastic axiom. You know, no one can give what they do not have. So if you don't have a strong faith, well, don't be surprised if your children don't either. Because you're not giving it to them. And so our Lord has very clearly spoken to us. Yes, they're in parables, but the meaning is very clear. As I say, if we want to understand it, we can. But if we choose not to, if we ignore that fact, we're still going to be responsible for it. Because our Lord has spoken to us. Our Lord has clearly given to us the idea of what we must do for our faith. And for as a priest, as a pastor, it must be imparted to you. You must see the importance in it. And for you parents, you must see the importance too. Of being able to impart that to your children also. Because I mentioned to the parents the other night at the parent conference for the school. You know, if we try to instruct at school and then at home they go home and it's a completely different environment, well, most likely the environment at home, if it's easier, if it's simpler, that's going to win out. But if you're at least working along the same page as we are, that is where the foundation will be formed. But as I say, if not, we can talk till we're blue in the face and nothing will change. And so it is up to the families, yes, and the priest, to build that foundation of the faith. To water it, to give it, to make it grow. And so we must pray for a solid faith. We must pray for the gift of faith. God has given to us this great gift. And that is the best gift you can give to your children. The gift of the faith. To instruct them, to have them love their faith. And so that is something that we must continue to pass on. But we must be passing on clearly how important the faith is. Or otherwise we will suffer another crisis in the church. And this one is bad enough to where, yes, the faith is in jeopardy. And it is going to only be through the ones that have a solid faith that will continue to grow, just as the apostles. And just think of what they had to go into. A realizing 12 men had to go and convert the world. And here we are over 2,000 years later, and what the work that they did still stands. And so these things will be blessed by God. They're blessed by God when we put the importance in what needs to be. And that is our faith. And that is the love that we must have for our faith. So give that to your children. And if you do, well, then we will continue to grow. To grow, and then we will all reach heaven at that point. But if there is not already that solid foundation at home, it will not grow. It will collapse. So clearly it is up to us whether we hand that down. God gives us the graces for it, and God gives us the faith. But it is whether we hear it and put it into practice or not. So clearly, let them that have ears to hear, let them hear. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.